Good afternoon. Thank you, John, for the introduction. I'm Augustine Ovuo. I'm an assistant professor of soil science with Kansas State University. Today I'll be talking about some of the work that we've been doing with forage sorghum, looking at nitrogen application effects on dry matter accumulation and nitrate concentrations. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, John, Dr. John Holman, and Dr. Mingo. I guess they did most of the work. I just came in later on in 2014. Forage sorghum, as most of you know, is an important annual forage crop in dry land systems where we are in semi-arid Great Plains, because it's drought tolerant and it's also heat tolerant. And most of our environment where water is a big issue, growing corn silage is becoming a problem, especially in areas of southwest of Kansas where the Ogallala Aquifer levels is going down. So getting alternative forage crops like forage sorghum is very important. And now we have some new BMR hybrids of forage sorghum that's a feed value similar to corn silage. With all these attributes, it's very good, but we still have issues with forage sorghum in terms of nitrate accumulation. They tend to accumulate high nitrates, and this can cause nitrate toxicity issues when you feed it to beef cattle. Some of the factors that causes this is, of course, residual soil nutrients, especially nitrogen, from fertilizer application, and also from manure application. In our areas where we don't have much rainfall, if you have a failed crop in some years, then the following year you have a lot of residual nitrogen in the soil. So you go out and plant forage sorghum directly in today's kind of stubble, you may have some of these issues. And then the other issues is environmental issues like frost and then drought can also cause a high nitrate concentration. So we started these studies in 2012 to look at optimum nitrogen rates for forage sorghum that is managed for hay, and also look at nitrogen use efficiency in these systems. And the other objective is to quantify nitrogen application effects on nitrogen concentration in the forage. And these were all done under no-till conditions. So the experiments were conducted over 6 site years across Kansas. So we have a site in the eastern part of the state in Randolph that has higher rainfall. And then we also have some in western part of the state in Garden City and Jetmore. So I term this experiment one and experiment two because of our difference in nitrogen rates that we applied. The first experiment, we have nitrogen rates ranging from 0 to 112 kilogram N per hectare. And then that in Garden City, we have 6 nitrogen rates from 0 to 140 kilogram N per hectare. All the nitrogen rates were applied pre-plant before the crops were planted, and we used the same sorghum hybrid. So forage sorghum was harvested at the time of heading to get a good biomass accumulation and also in terms of nutritive value. And then we intentionally harvested it a little bit higher so to avoid the area, because we are interested in nitrates, so we cut it a little bit higher so to avoid the base that often accumulates higher nitrate concentrations. So we had 2 harvests in eastern part of the state where we have more rainfall, so we harvested in August and also in November. But in Garden City, where it's drier, we don't get that much regrowth unless you irrigate it, but these are all under rain-fed conditions, so we harvested it once. So I'll share some of the yield data. This is a forage biomass accumulation and nitrogen uptake in the eastern part of the state for 2012 and 2011. As you can see from this, there was a significant response in both years in terms of forage biomass accumulation to nitrogen application. Average across the 2 years, we have forage biomass yields ranging from about 4,700 kilograms per hectare with the check treatment up to about 7,500 kilograms per hectare. Similarly, nitrogen uptake also increased with an increase in nitrogen application rate but our nitrogen use efficiency and then nitrogen recovery efficiency decrease as you expect with an increase in nitrogen fertilizer application rate. And this is nitrate concentrations that were measured in the forage that was harvested in the eastern part of the state. We saw differences in the timing of harvest. We have two harvests, the first cut and then the second cut. In general, generally when we harvested the second cut, the forage nitrates were very low in both years. But in the first cut, this is expected because the first harvest, you take most of the nitrogen from the soil. The first cut, we had very high nitrate concentrations. The first cut, we have very high nitrate concentrations in both 2011 and then 2012 with regard to increasing nitrogen application rate. But one thing interesting here is 2011, we have as high as over 10,000 milligram per kilogram with the highest nitrogen rate. And one thing that we also saw is the difference between the 2 years in the first cut. What is happening here is just the differences in residual soil nitrogen levels between the 2 years. So the first year we have the site has higher residual N levels, and that resulted in what we're seeing. So this is crude protein concentration affected by nitrogen application. On the y-axis is our crude protein levels, and then the x-axis is nitrogen application rate. In both years, applying nitrogen did increase the crude protein concentration, and that is something. And sometimes you can see an increase, and sometimes there may be some dilution effects, but here we saw an increase in crude protein concentration with N application rate. I'll switch gears and talk a little bit about the Western, the data that we got from Garden City and then in Jackmo. We saw a significant interaction between side years and nitrogen application rate. In some years, we didn't see any difference in terms of biomass accumulation with respect to nitrogen fertilizer application. For instance, in 2013 in Garden City, we didn't see any response, but there was the residual N levels were about 100 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Trying to find a site to do some of these nitrogen rate studies sometimes become tricky. And then in 2014 in Jackmo too, we didn't see any difference. Here, the residual N levels were low, but we had the site was had a previous crop of alfalfa, and that alfalfa residue contributed a significant amount of nitrogen over the season. So we had greater yields, but there was not much difference between our nitrogen, our check, and then where we had nitrogen fertilizer application. So overall, if you average across the four side years, there's a response to N fertilizer application ranging from about 4,400 kilogram per hectare with a control to about 6,100 with 140 kilogram N per hectare. Here too, nitrogen uptake did increase with nitrogen application rate, but nitrogen recovery efficiency, similar to the eastern side, was significantly less when we added our nitrogen in respect to the lower N rates. And this table also show of crude protein concentration as affected by nitrogen fertilizer application. Similar to yields, we've seen an interaction between the side years and then the nitrogen fertilizer application. In general, in the years that we didn't see any response in terms of biomass, the same years we didn't see any response in terms of crude protein concentration. But one thing that we also saw in Garden City, we had, in 2012, there was actually some dilution effect with a slight decrease in crude protein concentration with regard to when we applied nitrogen fertilizer. And there was also a difference between kind of average across N rates by the size. Garden City has highest crude protein concentration. Then overall, there's a little bit increase in crude protein with nitrogen fertilizer application. This graph shows nitrogen uptake and nitrogen use efficiency among the side years. The graph on my left, this nitrogen uptake, and it varies across the side years. This follows, it mimics similar to the biomass yield. So in Jackmo, And then in Garden City in 2013, where we had highest yields, we have greater nitrogen uptake versus 2012. However, nitrogen utilization efficiency was less in 2013 in Garden City and 2012 in Jetmore. This is foric nitrates among the side years. The y-axis is the nitrate concentration, and the x-axis is our size. And the size where we have higher residual nitrogen levels has greater nitrate concentrations in the forage in both. So Jetmore 2014 and Garden City 2013, that is following the same trend as the soil nitrogen levels. And this is a graph showing the nitrogen response, nitrate response to nitrogen fertilization across the side years. So this is nitrate concentration and then N rate. As N rate increases, the amount of forage nitrates also increase. So if we look at the safe limit of 3,000 milligram per kilogram, anything above 60 kilogram per hectare results in greater forage nitrate concentration. Then I also combined the data across these four, six side years to get a yield response, and it fit a quadratic plateau model with a maximum yield of 6,100 kilograms per hectare occurring at 85 kilograms and per hectare. So based on this response scale, we did some economic optimum N rates based on N fertilizer prices and forage value. So if we take a typical nitrogen price of $0.84 per kilogram, and then a forage value in some years when the prices are low, around $0.04 per kilogram, then our economic optimum N rate is about 40 kilogram M per hectare. In years where you have higher forage prices, then the economic optimum increase a little bit to about 60 kilogram N per hectare. So in conclusion, we're getting our optimum yields based on the six side years. It's about 6,100 kilogram per hectare, and this occurs at 85 kilogram nitrogen per hectare rate. However, the economic optimum N rate varies based on nitrogen fertilizer prices and the value of the hay. And then we also saw that if you apply nitrogen above 60 kilogram M per hectare, at least in the western part of the state, the amount of nitrates in the forage exceeds 3,000 milligram per kilogram. So we recommend growers apply about 40 to 60 kilogram nitrogen per hectare to forage sorghum under dry land conditions. So this is what I have. Please hear and take any questions. Yeah, Barry.
Augustine, you had that curve that showed the nitrate concentration average over all the sites over the N range.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that. How can that peak at the mid N range? Did I miss something there? Probably did.
So you're referring to this graph?
Yeah.
So you're talking about the peak did not. Yeah, there should be a linear. Well, I just fitted it to a quadratic model, but I'm just using not all the six site years. I use only the data from the Western Kansas, so it doesn't include the ones with the 10,000. Yeah, so I just use only the data from our Western Kansas site. Yeah, if you use the data, because that one is just harvested, just the first cut that had those highest rate. If you add those in, especially those in west, in the eastern part of the state, that was linear. So I just wanted to.
It's pretty unusual, though, that it wouldn't be the worst problem, the highest concentration, the highest energy.
What?
Wouldn't you expect it to have the highest nitrate concentration at the highest energy?
Yeah, you expect that, but this, because of residual soil N. So in some of the years, we are not seeing any differences between between the treatments, and then in some years where we have less residual nitrogen, then we're seeing some response. So it just, I think one thing I have to do is to adjust this end race with the residual soil end and plot it. That will smooth things out. So that is what I intend to do. But thanks for that, noting that. Yeah. Any other question?
We're out of time.
Okay, thank you.